Bell Park is a happening place this weekend, with thousands of people gathering to fill their plates with pork products. The formerly annual Ribfest made its return to Sudbury after last being held in 2019, with traveling pork rib vendors barbecuing their goods for long lineups of Greater Sudburyans. At one point we had lines at the rib section all the way from one side of the field to another, organizer Kelsey Cutinello of KC Events and Promotions told Sudbury.com this afternoon. Estimating an attendance of between 1,000 and 2,000 people per hour to that point, lineups persisted at the food vendors even after rain began falling that afternoon during overcast conditions. The all-ages event is free to attend, including all of the musical acts performing at the Grace Hartman Amphitheater. Tonight's headlining performance is the AC/DC Show, an AC/DC tribute act hitting the stage at 8:30 p.m. In addition to pork rib vendors, there are numerous other food vendors circling the backside of the amphitheater alongside other booths throughout the grounds. The long-standing event is typically held downtown and was previously hosted by Downtown Sudbury, which has since decided against pursuing large events due to the demands on its small staff complement. This prompted Cutinello to take it over. Cutinello told Sudbury.com in July she decided to move Ribfest from the city's downtown to the Grace Hartman Amphitheater, as it's a much easier location to host a large event. Controversy was sparked earlier this summer when a since-deleted Facebook post by a third party sought bands to perform at Ribfest on an unpaid basis, upsetting people in the local arts community. "We did not think it through, and given our business, our involvement was ill-considered," said Paul Olette of Northward, a radio show created by SoundLab Studios. "The backlash was immediate and warranted, coming from the arts community, and privately from friends." Cutinello clarified the performance positions have always been paid, that they will be this year, and that the assertion there would be unpaid performers was a point of miscommunication. "Today's events continue until 10 p.m. and will start up again from 12 to 6 p.m. Sunday." More information is available on the Sudbury Ribfest 2022 Facebook page and the Ribfest Sudbury website. Tyler Clark covers City Hall and political affairs for Sudbury.com.